a group of 14 people crowd around Fernando Pizarro in the camp's commercial kitchen. For decades, the Sitka Fine Arts Camp has traditionally been for kids and teens.
And that's it, you remove your chair.
Now, the idea of adults taking part in this Sitka tradition is starting to catch on.
I think it's our fourth year.
This is Sitka Fine Arts Camp Executive Director Roger Schmidt, who was peeling and chopping next to everyone else.
We started really slow by just kind of piloting a few things and seeing how they would take. It's our first year to do a cooking class.
The adult classes are filling up fast. This particular class has a wait list. Some participants are even experiencing camp for the first time.
Absolutely, this is the first time because they are now offering, yay, adult camp classes.
Mary Todd Anderson has lived in Sitka for over 40 years. She says her family commercial fishes in the summer, so her children never participated. Now she's making up for lost time.
I wanted to take all three. I wanted to take printmaking, I wanted to take digital photography, and I finally settled on and dance, and then I'm taking the authentic Mexican course with cooking.
I totally agree with Tracy about the consistency yesterday.
Instructor Fernando Pizarro says there are thousands of different recipes all across Mexico, with each dish influenced by the history and culture of Mexican people, something Pizarro had to distill into a five-day course.
You know, actually, it was really, really difficult to choose 5 days and the recipes because Mexican gastronomy is really, really big. You know, like, we have different regions, you know, we have Mexican Gulf cuisine, we have the Maya area, central area of Mexico, and Oaxaca that is really, really rich.
Yeah, cool flavor.
Today's class combined familiar flavors and textures, like potatoes, cilantro, and chicken, into dishes new to everybody. The night before, class participants made a sauce with peppers called adobo and marinated chunks of chicken overnight. Today, they grilled huge green and rectangular banana leaves until they were brown, then put the marinated chicken inside, topped it off with avocado leaves, then steamed them.
So they smell like artichoke parts when you steam them, when you do the grilling part, if you put your nose up next to them.
At the same time, they made a spicy potato soup with a thick chocolate drink called champurrado. Pizarro teaches from memory, and he prefers that you don't call him chef. He gives that credit to people who create original recipes.
I don't call myself a chef. I just say that I'm a traditional cook, you know, of traditional Mexican recipes.
Originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico, he's an elementary school teacher by day and cooking instructor by night. It's his third summer volunteering at camp, and it's his first time ever teaching a class here. But he's always been passionate about sharing his talents.
Because, like, I teach traditional cooking. It's not that I'm creating my dishes. I always try to pass on these traditional recipes to other people, you know, and that's my goal, you know, that we shouldn't keep these recipes just for a few people. We need to extend these recipes to every single person as a culture.
As I sample a bite of everything the class made, I couldn't agree more. But for his students, the class is more than just about the meal at the end of the day. It's about what happens next, says Mary Todd Anderson.
I'd say stretch yourself, have fun. I mean, embrace the moment. And it takes a steady hand to hold a full cup. And since you're an adult, you got lots of wisdom and understanding ready to spread around. So have fun.
And why not do it while the kids are at camp? Wow. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Vanessa Walker.
We are going to kind of cook the banana leaves. Can you see me from there?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a brush?